Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Luke 15:24. What a beautiful story this is. Jesus has taught about the drawing power of sin, the deception of sin, and the destruction of sin. Sin had taken this boy from a home of plenty to a hog pen of nothing. Sin had taken this son from a life of blessings to a life of waste. Sin had ripped this child away from his father. The son enjoyed the journey while the father grieved the loss of his youngest son. The father wept tears of sorrow while the devil laughed with glee. Another soul has been snatched away for the fuel of hell's furnace. The soul that is so precious to God means nothing to the devil. When the son left home, he died. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, who were dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth, 1 Timothy 5:6. Those dead in sin shall be cast into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 13:42. This is the eternal fate of those who choose not to return to the Father. All who live in the far country of sin, unless removed by repentance, will die in the far country of sin. That country will be consumed as Sodom and Gomorrah were consumed by fire from heaven. May all of those who live in this far country astray from God think about dying and going to hell. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Revelation 21:8. Hell is the eternal punishment of the dead and lost. The light never shines, the fire never ceases, the groaning never ends, and the dead never die. But the son in the story of Jesus comes to himself, confesses his sin, and returns home, where he is restored to his place as son. And they began to be merry. All of the crying has turned to laughter. All of the pain has turned to comfort. And all of the sorrow has turned to joy. Angels are singing. Heaven is rejoicing. Those dead in trespasses and sins have been quickened, made alive, and have been raised to sit in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:1-6. God, through his messengers, is calling for every prodigal son to come home. To gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Revelation 19:17. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.